Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Arwen Lynch Poe, also known as Arwen Nightstar in some places. And I am a professional reader of tarot and oracles. I'm a professional author of tarot decks and oracle decks. I love to talk about ghosts. I love to talk about my religion, which is Wicca. And witches are a big thing in my life, right? Wow, there's so many things I love, so I can't list them all right now. So let's dive into the topic of why you should not get a tarot reading. And this is kind of important to me because I don't want people to waste their money, right? I do not want people to waste their money with me. So, one, my doctor said I have X. I just need to get a second opinion. Is my doctor right? Hello. I read tarot cards, not medical charts. So I don't know. I recommend that unless your tarot consultant has a medical degree, it's unethical to read for you about your health. Now, that being said, this is my opinion. This is how I approach it. There are other tarot readers who will approach it completely different, okay? So each to their own. I just have that whole unethical thing going on. I think using divination alone to diagnose and treat illness is wrong. So I won't do health readings per se. If the health issue comes up, then heck yeah, I'm absolutely going to read on that. And I've had health come up, you know, like a woman didn't know she was pregnant. And I had a card turn up and I said, you need to get to the doctor and discuss this, because if you want a baby, well, just go check with the doctor. Now, the next thing I'm looking at is, does he or she love me? Do they love me? Let's get all the gender possibilities in there. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and in the words of, I think it's Takeisha Amon, I said what I said, okay? The answer is in the question almost every time when you ask a yes-no question, right? Should I get up and go to school? Well, the reason you ask it is probably because you don't want to go, right? So, you are telling your reader kind of what you want to know. And one of those things is, do they love me? Honey, if you have to ask the question, no. Your partner should be encouraging you and letting you know that they love you, right? That's part of a relationship. Relationships go through hard times, sure. But a better question to ask, rephrase the question, and I ask my clients this all the time. What do I need to know about my current relationship? Now, for me, you're going to get a way more productive answer with that. I'm going to lay a couple of cards out here, a couple of cards out there, and I'm going to read. I'm going to look at what you need. Yes, no questions. You shuffle a card, you lay a card, yes or no. That's not a reading. Don't pay somebody for a reading and ask a yes, no question. Now, are they having an affair? First, see question two. Second, this question asks me to spy. I'm a tarot consultant, not a PI. Now, I will say this. If it comes up, I'll read about it. True story, I was doing a house party. I was living in Chicago, Illinois area for the summer. And one of my coworkers had a great party and asked, you know, if I could come over and do readings. I was happy to. So they set me up in a bedroom and we have a line of people. And this first, the one guy comes in, he wasn't the first, but he comes in and cards come up and I said, you know, you need to be very careful because it looks like your partner's business trips are not all business, that there is a personal relationship at the end of that. And you need to be aware, you know, you need to look at this. So you know, he's like, okay, okay. And we go on and read a little bit more. And, you know, I tell him things I get, like color of the person, say the guy's hair, and it's like red. And so he goes out, and then the next guy comes in, and I'm reading for him. And all of a sudden, it occurs to me that this guy is the partner of the guy that just left. Because his cards say, and I'm not making this up, be careful how you're juggling two relationships. One of them may know, and your frequent business trips are going to get called out. Oh, y'all, it caused a fight. Like, you've not seen a fight. I was so embarrassed. I mean, I was appalled. That is not something I want to do at a party. Party readings for me are generally, I'm focusing on the up. I'm focusing on the fun. You know. So, I'm really careful now about, are they having an affair? Even if it comes up, particularly if I'm reading for two people. Now, number four, will I find a job? Okay, that's a yes-no question. It makes you sound insecure, okay? And you may be, and that is okay, baby, that is okay. You know, I love you. It is okay to feel insecure. Lord knows I do. So I'm happy to do consultations on rephrase questions. What is the best job, or where should look? I should look for employment, or if you're, you know, kind of thinking about, you know, what field is best. But the yes, no question, again, don't ask it, right? And I can help you with spells. I will tell you a spell to use, things of that nature. But I'm going to tell you right here and now, a tarot reading, a working, are not enough to get a job. You need to be looking in the want ads. You need to be looking online, seeing who has a job for you, sending out your resumes, and, you know, doing your work, doing the footwork. Baby, there is no CEO out there going, ah, I am looking for that Arvin Lynch Poe. Where is she? Why hasn't she sent me a Jack, I need you to find Arvin Lynch Poe. It's not happening, okay, unless I've made some outreach. Now, here's a combination. Will they ask me to marry them? I get this one a lot in long-distance relationships. Note, I am not knocking long-distance relationships. The man I have been with since 2010, we were in a long-distance relationship, okay? It's okay. They work. There are ways to work them. Great. However, this is a spy question and an unsure question, right? So better to rephrase it and maybe say, what action can I take that will let my partner know that I'd like our relationship to go deeper? Now, often that's, you know, communicate, but sometimes it's different. Sometimes it can be different. Here's one of my favorites, and there are tarot readers that do this all the time, and I think it's hysterical. I do it for, like, drag race. I'll lay out, you know, however many cards. And one year was Aquaria, and her card was the star. I was like, great. But it was true, you know. It was true. She was the star. So, will my football team win? 50-50, right? But what the cards say today can be changed by one person's choice tomorrow. You know, yes, the Saints are going to win. The next day, their best quarterback goes out because he threw his shoulder out. Or throwed his shoulder, as we used to say in the South. Might still. And I always emphasize that we're always in position one, and then we have paths in front of us, not path. Paths, as in, you know, anywhere from, I don't know, two to a gazillion. And I have a reading actually that says, what's the best path for me? And that's what we do, is we're narrowing it down to which way is best for you. So be careful in thinking that tarot readings are set in stone. They're not. They bend, they move. Your choice tomorrow may change everything you read today, heard today. You know, you may meet the man of your dreams the next day when you were wondering if, you know, person A wanted you to marry him, and then you met the human of your dreams. Gender language, Arwen. Sorry. Now, which lover should I choose? I've done a lot of readings on this, yet I listed all my questions not to ask. What the hell, Arwen? Well, it goes back to my feeling of free will. I get anxious, right, telling you to dump person A for person B. What if B shapes up down the road? Well, here's the thing. It's up to you, right? Do you want to go for A, who is looking good, or B, who's behaving like a butt? You know? Many of us want to go for B because we're like, we can fix them. We can wait. They're very exciting. Sometimes the exciting one is not the right one unless you're just looking for a good time. And then, hey, go for it, right? Bump those uglies. You know, it's being a Pisces consultant, right? Yeah, you could do this, you could do that. I could be wishy-washy. Excuse me a minute. Now, I've actually changed my mind on number nine, so we're going to come back to that. What? Now, here's one of my favorites. I used to read on a 1-900 line. My family called them 1-900-PSYCHO. But I have friends who lead on psychic lines. So, hey, no shame in their game. But when you ask me what are the winning lottery numbers, honey, if I knew that, I'd be doing readings from a beach on Fiji. When I felt like it. I don't know why I'm coughing so much. Goodness. Okay, so let's talk about the one that I've changed my mind on. I really haven't changed my mind on it. What advice does my dearly departed have for me? It used to feel invasive, not so much now, because, well, don't get me wrong, I can and do read for the dead. Again, I'm reading, right, all the time. They show up unasked, uncalled, and sometimes unwanted when I read. I've had grandfathers waving butcher knives and people not even related to my querent show up. Inevitably, there's a message. But can you imagine how entertaining it is to ask someone, so, do you know a short dude in an apron who might be mad at you? He's waving a really big knife. That was a true story. Probably one of the better ones. And I don't see them. I don't, like, look up and see them like they're, you know, standing in front of me. I look up into the energy that I feel. And then I get like a mental memory, a photograph in my head. And I'll tell that one about a house in Bowling Green, Ohio. That one was crazy. It made even me go, oh no, that's not right. But anyway, I have changed this because they kept showing up. Spirit guides, elevated ancestors, holy helpers, you name it, they were popping up. So now I have a session. It's a medium session. I set it for 2 hours because sometimes it takes a little bit and sometimes there's so many of them, so much information wants to come through. And I set the stage. I cast a circle where I am. I mentally cast it to include my client when they come into the circle. And I'm asking for elevated ancestors, holy helpers, spirit guides, messengers, come and talk to me about blank, whoever it is. I don't do online research. You know, it's so easy these days to do that. I resist because I don't want to, you know, if I went and read about everybody I read for, I wouldn't get any work done. So, and I'm in school, so my time to read is really restricted right now. But I've had some very interesting medium readings. Now, I want to read you one more thing. It's an affirmation. I am in control of my own life now. I make the best possible choices for my future self. I accept that I am here and now in this moment. I trust in the universe to lead me forward. I breathe in joy. I exhale doubt. I am the captain of my own fate. Loved and loving, I love each of you. Now, that's how I used to pass on my love messages, but at this point, I just need you to know that I love you. Even if we haven't met, I don't think we hear it enough. I don't think we say it enough. So I just want you to know that I love you. Seek joy, y'all. And I appreciate you hitting follow so you can keep up with these podcasts. I'm going to be starting to do interviews probably in a month or two. And I just have a whole lot of information to put out there. So you can find me on Spotify and iHeart and here on Podbean. So thank you so much. Have a great day. This is Arwen. Seek joy, y'all.